The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
Well, it's time to talk with Matt Olien about another movie that's out there for your viewing pleasure, and this one has a bit of historical significance. It's Green Book.
Based on a true story, Doug, a fascinating true story involving Dr. Donald Shirley, who was a phenomenal pianist who had a trio, African-American man, played by Mahershala Ali, most recently an Oscar winner for Moonlight, and a man he hires to be his driver, basically on a two-month road trip of tours through the Midwest and then through the Deep South, 1962. And Viggo Mortensen plays Tony Lip. He's sort of a side guy who does jobs at, he's a bouncer in New York at places, and he's a rough Italian guy, and he knows his way around, knows how to get out of trouble. Not really a mafia guy, but he knows mafia guys. So they feel like he can protect Dr. Shirley on the road when they get into the Deep South, and he plays these concerts. So that's what it's about. The handling is very interesting. Peter Farrelly is the director. Now, The Farrelly brothers. Yes, there's something about Mary, Dumb and Dumber, some really broad, slapstick, silly comedies. And there are comedic elements to this film. There's also serious elements to the film as well. I generally did like this film. I don't think it deserves a National Board of Review Best Picture win, which it got earlier this year. That was kind of the first Critics Awards that trotted out. I think the film succeeds with the chemistry of the two actors. They are so good together. Viggo Mortensen is so good in this role. You know, he goes from doing something like Captain Fantastic 2 years ago, playing this hippie father raising his kids off the grid, to this kind of wise guy performance. He's touching. He's funny. He's serious at points as well. And Ali tries to educate him on how to talk to people, how to speak eloquently. And, you know, he's an Italian wise guy from the Bronx, and that's not going to work very well. So
in the trailer, we see him eating Kentucky Fried Chicken as he's driving through the South.
Yep, he gets Kentucky Fried Chicken in Kentucky. That's kind of a funny scene, how he tries to get Ali to eat some fried chicken. And so I would call this film not near as serious as some of the films we saw earlier this summer, like Black Klansman and some others that really kind of address the racism issue head on. Spike Lee's approach, much more preachy, much more banging you over the head with the messages. Farrelly doesn't really do that. There are subtle, you know, you get the point. You get the point as they're in the South. There's a shot of, farm workers, black farm workers. And Mahershala Ali looks out of the back of his car because, you know, Viggo Mortensen is his driver. He's working for him. And it's quite a juxtaposition, that scene, as he watches these people work laboriously while he sits in the car driven by a white man. So I think Farrelly handles the material pretty well. There's going to be some blowback. There already is some on the whole white savior aspect. I would say the roles are basically co-leads. So it's not like The Blind Side or The Help, where the white actors are saving the black characters. And there was much criticism of those two films, and deservedly so. I think this one is much more even-handed, and Farrelly walks that line pretty well. It's a very entertaining film as well.
Well, this is a very turbulent time in racial history in this country, the 60s. Civil rights movement is in full bore. I mean, it's really big. And the Green Book, that's an important element in this story, because that's where you could go and stay or eat if you were black.
It is. Thanks for asking that question, Doug, because people may wonder, why is this film called Green Book? This is the book Viggo Mortensen is given by the record company that Donald Shirley works for, and he has to navigate where he can stay in the South. And when he's staying, you know, in a black-only motel, where does Viggo Mortensen stay? He doesn't stay in the same hotel. In the Midwest, different story. So that's really the book he's given, and he kind of navigates how to take care of Mahershala Ali on the road to make sure he doesn't get in trouble, standing up to the people that are going to not let him eat where Viggo Mortensen wants to eat, these kind of things. There's several good scenes like that, including a kind of a showdown scene in Birmingham where he's supposed to play a concert, but he can't eat with his two musician friends who are white that play with him, and with Viggo Mortensen. And as the film goes on, you see the transformation of Mortensen's character. You get a lot of character arc with him where he starts to realize these are the things he's up against on the road. I need to watch out for him. So there is a little bit of that white savior thing going on.
Is this kind of a buddy film?
It is a buddy film. And that's where I think it succeeds where Blindside and Help did not succeed, because it's essentially a co-equal buddy film on the road. And, you know, it starts out where they're kind of at each other's throats. They're two obviously very different people. Dr. Shirley is very well educated. Viggo Mortensen's character is not. But you can kind of see that the story arc, even though it's a very predictable story with the character arc, it still works pretty well and it's pretty entertaining. I don't think it's a perfect film, not even close. But if you just go in and try to enjoy it, I do think it's an enjoyable film.
Well, I think another interesting piece of the history here that's in this particular story is that this Dr. Donald Shirley was a very highly regarded pianist.
Right.
And he chooses to go south.
He does. And that is kind of hinted at through the film. Why are we doing this? Why am I driving him around Mississippi and Louisiana just so he can get discriminated against? And I'm not going to reveal what conversations happen with the two actors. But again, the acting is so good in this film. Both actors are so far removed from the most recent thing we saw them do that it tells you how great they are. Mahershala Ali in Moonlight as the drug dealer in Florida. Here, you know, light years apart from that role, and he pulls it off. Viggo Mortensen, we've seen him play a Russian mobster. Now we see kind of him play an Italian wise guy. He is, I think, one of the most underrated actors in the world. He's really the heart and soul of the Lord of the Rings films as well. And this will probably be his third Oscar nomination. What we don't know, Doug, is will Ali get nominated? Will he be nominated in the Best Actor category as kind of a co-lead? Will he be stuck in the supporting actor category? That's where things get dicey and things like Oscar So White come into play, where it's going to be tricky for voters to navigate that. Mortensen has the more showy role. There's no question about that when you walk out of the film. But Ali really does a lot of the heavy lifting, too, with his performance.
Well, we're going to talk about Bernardo Bertolucci's passing in just a moment, but I want to do a little Oscar trivia because it relates to this.
Okay.
Let's get a little Oscar history here. Who was the first black actor to win an Oscar?
Hattie McDaniel, 1939, for Gone with the Wind, supporting actress.
And who was the next one?
24 years later, they had to wait for Sidney Poitier, 1963, for Lilies of the Field, Best Actor.
All right. And then in 2002,
he gets an honorary Oscar, yes. And there's been many, many black performers since then, thank goodness, that have won Oscars.
So. All right. Now let's talk about the passing of Italian filmmaker Bernardo Bertolucci.
Yeah, complicated legacy here, Doug, especially in light of Me Too and looking backward toward Last Tango in Paris. He obviously Oscared for The Last Emperor. I think The Conformist is my favorite of his films, which came out in 1971, which deals with fascism and traitors in World War II Italy. Jean-Louis Trintignant was in that. But I think he's best remembered for Last Tango in Paris, the 1973 X-rated film with Marlon Brando and Maria Schneider. I don't know that the film holds up as well as it used to.
I thought it was kind of creepy at the time, to be honest.
The thing that holds up in the film is Brando. It's really a film about Marlon Brando. He has personal stories that he tells in the film, which really happened to him. He's phenomenal in the role. Maria Schneider, very untrained actress, seems almost out of her depth next to Brando in the film. Looking back now, the controversy came later. Well, there was controversy when it was released, but it came later when Schneider, before she passed away of cancer, in an interview said that Bertolucci really kind of used and abused her in that role, and especially the infamous butter scene, where we can't get into too many specifics here, but looking back through the prism of Me Too, it's pretty clear Bertolucci would not get away with this now, with what he didn't tell Schneider regarding the scene with Brando. Interestingly enough, she remained friendly with Brando the rest of his life, but not with Bertolucci.
Well, that would clearly have been a violation. I mean, seriously.
Yes, and I don't know what her contract said, but clearly he didn't tell her something about the scene to get a reaction out of her in the scene. And I would invite people to read the New York Times obituary on Bertolucci. You can get a little more information on this. We don't have time to go into the specifics now, but clearly through the prism of Me Too, looking backwards, Bertolucci exhibited too much power over her in the making of that film, and it would not be it would not be put up with today.
All right. So, well, where we started was
– Which is good.
Green Book.
Yes.
And that's a go-to movie.
I would say so, yes.
We've been to the movies with Matt Olien.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.